94.5. Now talk basketball here, boys basketball. Scott City had one of the pretty impressive runs in the second, third, and fourth quarters there last night. And Scott City boys rallied for a 61-34 victory over the Goodland Cowboys to get to 3-4 on the year. And then on Friday night, it's going to be Hugoton coming to town. Here we're joined with a couple of the big men down low, starting off with sophomore Gus Hawkins, who I didn't realize this until he told me. He's making his debut on the radio. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Mr. Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. We got some horses making some noise here in the building here. But, you. This is your second year, of course, basketball varsity, of course, second year. But you're playing a bigger role here this year. And how have you been able to embrace that role?
Oh, most of it just comes from hard work in the off season, developing the skills it takes to play a bigger role.
Well, that's good. You've had some pretty big games. You had that game against Coronado. You had 22 points. Last night you had a pretty nice night, I think around 15 points. What seemed to be kind of working for you there again last night?
Well, the closer I am to the basket, the higher percentage of shots I get. So the more fadeaways and mid-range I take, the less I end up making. So
yeah. Now, I have to give you a hard time on this. You shot a three last night. You missed it. You're now 3 of 5 on threes. You hit your first threes of your career. Now you miss your last two. That's not good. Your percentage is going down.
Yeah, I'm kind of in a slump. I'll come back out of it, though.
All right. Well, you've done pretty good here this year, but it's your second year, of course, playing varsity. What are some things that you've maybe adjusted a little bit more to the speed of the varsity game?
Oh, I guess I get more comfortable having more experience under my belt.
And you have some pretty big battles, I think, practice there with Carter and Ronnie, right?
Well, you know, they do their best to, you know, try to keep up with me.
Okay. And whoa. Some big words there. No, you've had a fun season here so far, a good season, and looking forward, I know, to the challenge on Friday with Hugoton.
Oh, yes, of course. They're going to be a pretty good team, but I think we can – I think we're going to end up showing some people that we're a legit team as well.
Oh, yeah, you guys have made a lot of improvements here. Sophomore Gus Hawkins, thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up here.
All right, thank you.
Good job on your debut as well. Sophomore Gus Hawkins joining us here. Now we go to senior Carter Gooden, who joins us here as he gets the headset on. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Haddon. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Last night you kind of had a big performance there coming off the bench there, and you seemed to bring a lot of energy. What kind of put you in that mindset to do what you were able to do last night?
I just tried to play angry. And yesterday I got angry.
Yeah, you did. You know, I jokingly, but it was kind of a fact there. I kind of called you the Windex man because you were cleaning up the offensive boards and the putbacks. Do you take a lot of pride in crashing the boards like that?
Absolutely. I love to get rebounds. Gives a whole team a second chance to score.
And you were cleaning that up pretty good in there in the second half. What are some of the adjustments you made maybe from the first half to the second half?
Play more physical the first half, just almost trying to get in the rhythm of the game. Then by the second half, you're ready to go and just become the dominator in the game.
How fun was that game last night?
It was a lot of fun, especially that second half.
Yeah, and that's pretty special there. But do you feel like you guys have seen a lot of strides even from game one to game seven?
Absolutely. Goodland was kind of how we were the first few games, all the turnovers, and we really did a good job of limiting our turnovers, which helped us go on that big run we had.
And just the defense, you guys adjusted that, and that was kind of thrown in there. And what was that like to make the adjustment, switching to the zone defense out of the break?
It was really nice. We were able to just make a lot of deflections and cause a lot of turnovers and get easy, fast break points.
Got a big game Friday night against Hugoton. I know you got to be excited for that opportunity. Sounds like they got a couple of bigs as well.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, anytime you get to play some good competition, it's fun.
All right. Well, keep up the good work there, Carter. Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Carter Gooden joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and he'll hand the head set over here to Coach Brian Gentry here. And Scott City with that big win last night, 61-34. And, you know, Coach, just looking back, thinking about last night there, just felt like it was a tale of two halves for you guys.
It was, and before we get started on that, you can now see what I put up with at practice every day. There's not a lot of dull moments with those two. But, yes, it was. You know, the first half, we had talked early, and they run a lot of action, you know, once they get into their offense with slip screens, back cuts, curls, and things like that, dribble handoffs. And if you're not ready for it, I mean, they executed a high clip, and of course, they knocked down a lot of shots. But you know, nonetheless, you know, they, whether you're open or not, they still knock them down.
Yeah.
And that first half, we were having some trouble stopping them, and so we went in at half and made some adjustments, and one major adjustment, which was to go to the zone, and the rest was what it was.
It just felt like it just, you were really in a rhythm on defense, and that transitioned really well to the offense. And even though you missed maybe a couple shots there in a row there, but you guys were just all over the boards there, especially in that third quarter.
Yeah, you know, I think it was the first time in quite a while that I can remember our team, you know, really turning defense into offense. You know, and when we went to that zone, it just seemed like our guys got to a different kind of a level. They were more active. They were in passing lanes. You know, all the things that you try to teach in man-to-man, but without some of the, you know, some of the worry about screens and things like that. And they just did an unbelievable job, really. I thought our guards were really, really active. And then, you know, Carter has a huge night on the offensive glass. You know, I think he has 6 offensive rebounds. You know, he ends up with 9. Lawson ends up with 9 rebounds, you know, for a guard. And Ronnie has 7. Gus has 6. You know, it's mm-hmm. – but yeah, the defense led to our offense, and even though, you know, a lot of the times the defense, you know, caused something, we got a shot up in transition or something like that, and the defense was out of position for them to rebound, and we were able to, you know, get some putbacks, and you know, so that's, you know, our guys just need to understand, you know, with getting involved defensively, it gets you in that rhythm offensively, and I think that happened last night, and hopefully they take that and take off with it.
What I found impressive as well, I know you guys did put up quite a few threes, but they were good shots, but you scored 61 points and only hit 2 threes.
Yeah, we discussed that today. I think we were I won't say what I thought what we were from 3, but it wasn't it wasn't good. But yeah, to say that and to still put up 61, it was all on our defense. You know, our defense made those plays. Our defense led to transition shooting and offensive rebounding and things like that. So, very pleased. But there were so many hustle plays in that second half. You know, a couple of them, you know, I think Lawson gets a steal, goes down. We turn it over, and Austin's on the baseline, and they take off on a fast break, and he just turns and sprints and gets a little back tip and ends up saving it on the other baseline into our guys' hands, and we go down and score. And so all those hustle plays add up, you know, every single one of them. And, you know, they were extremely, extremely active that second half. And you know, like I said, we just have to learn from that and understand, like, what allows us to be at our best. And that's when we're playing good defense.
You know, and speaking of Austin, one thing that really resonated with me last night looking back is – he had the steal and the layup the first time he got blocked. The second time around he went in, he did the reverse layup, and that was some good mental adjustments in mid-game.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, the thing about that is we pitched the ball forward. I think it was Dylan on that play. He got the ball up the sideline and pitched it across court, and Austin was able to hit that reverse layup. And that, you know, we talk about it and we talk about it, but it, you know, when you see it, you know, it's different. You know, when you see it and it works and pitching the ball ahead, I mean, it does so many things to the defense, especially when you pitch it ahead and you on a cross court pass. You know, it flattens the defense and they have to rotate, so a lot of things happen. But I mean, again, we were just extremely active in that second half, and you know, hopefully these guys got some confidence with it, and I think they did. But we had a lot of really good efforts from a lot of guys, you know, in that third quarter, we didn't sub much. I think we rotated Carter in midway when Ronnie picked up his third, and that was about it. and no fault to anybody else other than when you got five guys out there that are on a 20-2 run, you don't take them out, and that's what it is. So our guys, you know, when they got their opportunities, they made the most of them. You know, like Efren, you know, Efren played great. He just didn't get a lot of minutes in there because the other guys went on that run, and you know, you just get shortchanged right there. But you know, he came in his few minutes, and you know, he gets a bucket right away. He flashes to the basket, and he's got some pretty good length and makes a shot. He plays really good defense all the time, but so that's just part of basketball. You know, when you got guys that are out there on a run, you let them roll, and they did a great job last night.
Friday night, it's Hugoton coming to town, and I know they've lost a lot of key players from their team last year that was in the final eight of the state, but they do have a new coach and a very familiar coach, and Trey O'Neill, and so you're going to get a pretty good Hugoton team coming to town on Friday.
Yeah, they're a really good team, and their record better not fool anybody because, they lost to Olathe West or whatever it was in that Hay City shootout, and so their losses are against teams and that are big and they're good. And they're good. They've got three really good guards. They're really explosive. They can shoot the ball. They can drive the ball. They finish at the basket. They have multiple finishes. And if you don't keep the ball in front of you, they're going to dish it off to, you know, one of their bigs. They're 6'4", 6'5". He's got a good team. He's doing a great job. He's going to do a great job. He's so passionate about the game. Looking forward to getting him down here, getting him back in Scott City. So hopefully it's a good one.
Yeah, it should be a fun one there. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware, Scott City in Hugoton on Friday night. Thanks again, Coach, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.